82.8 Scrum FM. Cause nobody can do it like Seamus.
But Seamus is trustworthy. Seamus is curious. Try to take Seamus, and you've got one hell of a fight on your hands.
You're listening to Sampled Conversations with Seamus D. McCallery.
Welcome to the show. Seamus D. McCallery here. You are listening to Sampled Conversations with the 82.8 Scrub FM network. Today's episode is with Winona Ryder. I have an interesting conversation with her. I need to point out early on there are some technical difficulties. Almost didn't get that word out. Technical, it's a hard word to say. Technical. See if you can pick out what those difficulties are. Let's just say I had to fire my audio engineer at the end of the episode, but never mind. I do have a new engineer, and welcome, of course, to Silent Sam. Glad to have you aboard the Sampled Conversations train. So we will hear that interview with Winona Ryder in just a moment, but first a word from our sponsor. Bronson's Locksmiths and Security Services. Give Bronson a call, 0402-9781, for all your security needs. And also quote our promo code Winona for 3% off your first purchase with Bronson's Locksmith and Security Services. CCTV installation, lock changes, anti-theft prevention. Go on. You can't be too sure. Give Bronson a call. And now, Winona Ryder. I have with me Winona Ryder. Winona, thank you very much for coming in.
Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
Like how everybody is looking at me like I'm out of my damn mind.
No, I don't think you're out of your damn mind. And I'm the only one here, so no one else is looking at you like that. I want to make it perfectly clear from the beginning that this interview is not focusing on your mental health, okay? Right. My first question to you, Winona, is what do you know about borderline personality disorder?
Oh, I can't believe I know this.
It's just a joke. Don't worry. Never mind. I'm just trying to lighten the mood. You know what? Let's take the focus off you. Let's talk about something external. You were talking before about the Geneva Convention. What is it about it that you find so interesting?
Because I think there's a lot of layers to Geneva.
Right, because it's a complicated document. I thought it was a fairly simple thing, you know, to protect people that are hurt or injured in war. I think it's pretty black and white.
It's not black. It's just a lot of gray areas that, you know.
What kind of gray areas? Can you elaborate? Because to me, it's sort of like, did your leg get blown off as a result of stepping on a landmine because you're at war? Or did your leg get blown off on the way to war when you weren't officially clocked in, like before your shift? Therefore, you're not covered by the Geneva Convention? What do you mean?
I think just because I feel like it's important to know what it, you know, just keep in touch with the reality.
If you can't answer the question, we can just move on. Don't worry about it.
Are you of the villain in this?
No, I'm not the villain. I was just asking a question. If anything, you're the villain.
No, I'm not the villain.
Ooh, I think you might be the villain.
See, I get that a lot.
Winona Ryder, why are you such a villain? I don't think you've been able to give a straight answer to any one of my questions, Winona. Let's just keep the questions simple. Winona Ryder, where do you live?
Different places, if, you know.
Okay, try this. Winona Ryder, you're wearing a watch. What time is it?
It's a time that I think everybody can relate to.
Maybe those questions are too simple for you. Maybe you prefer the profounder questions. What questions do you like?
You know, big questions that you are first faced with when you kind of come into the world on your own and are faced with these, you know,
are do you, where do you belong? What are you, you know, how do you deal with the world? Is it, does what makes sense? What doesn't make sense? You know, who should you listen to? Should you listen to follow your own heart? All these questions that you're faced with, and you realize that there are no real answers, and there is no kind of secret code or password that, and you kind of realize this stuff for the first time, and it's a very lonely and confusing funny and sad and weird time, and it's just life.
Who's your favorite football team? Oh, a little laugh there, Winona. Starting to loosen up into the interview, are you? You've been pretty overwhelmed thus far.
You know, overwhelming in the best possible way. I was slightly, I think, suspect at first because it almost didn't seem real, but it
Who
was...
Who were you suspect of?
Everyone involved, okay. You know.
Even John, our audio engineer.
Yeah.
Because he's a sweetheart. He's not going to hurt you. He wouldn't hurt a fly. John... I mean, I wouldn't get too close to him. He's got hand, foot, and mouth at the moment. So I certainly wouldn't go to the bathroom after him. But apart from that...
Is it genetic?
No, I don't think so. But why? Are you related to John?
We're hoping.
Have you guys been seeing one another? Winona, have you been dating my audio engineer? This would have to be early days. You've only just met.
Yeah, it's very, very sweet.
Why didn't you tell me anything, John? That's weird, mate. So when you just said you're hoping...
Marriage is...
You're going to get you're getting married. Jeez, what? I don't understand. What do you see in him? He's got hand, foot, and mouth disease, which means presumably you've got it now.
He's actually, I mean, he's so funny and he's so wonderful and he's like just erupts like a volcano with
That's these. Disgusting. That's fucking disgusting.
And it just showers you.
Oh my God, what?
But you know, when we when it calls for me to do something that, you know, is challenging, he's totally there for you.
I don't need to know that.
And I learned so much from him. I could gush about him forever.
Please don't.
And he's just... truly one of the most wonderful guys. Yeah,
John, come here. Just sit down. Use the spare mic. We're going to have to get you in on this. This is very abnormal for Sample Conversations. I didn't expect that today I'd be interviewing Winona Ryder and my audio engineer / boyfriend / fiance of Winona Ryder. This is not going to be a normal end of the interview thing. But I think we do have to hear from John, and he's just making his way over, setting himself up with the microphone now. Thanks for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. what is it now, Winona?
I just don't understand why things just can't go back to normal at the end of the half hour.
Because you just announced that you were planning to marry John, my audio engineer. Of course it's not going to be normal. Also, it's not a half-hour interview. It'll be... 8 minutes at best. So here he is, John.
Things don't work out like that.
Exactly. It's not going to be a normal ending. Thank you, John. So, I have no idea why you didn't tell me about you and Winona.
Well, I do.
What is it?
I love her.
Okay, but what, so you didn't tell me to protect her, or what?
She breaks my heart again and again, but I love her.
I don't know who that is anymore.
Okay, I don't think you guys are talking to me anymore. I think I'll just stand... Oh, no, don't do that. No. Okay, I'm just going to put some music on because I can't hear that. Thank you. No, don't. Guys, this is a professional studio. Please, have some decency. What are you going to do with... Oh, God... Oh my goodness gracious. I can hear it through the headphones. I can hear it. Please stop. No. Oh, you've been listening to Sample Conversations. Oh.